I'm sorry, what did you say? Okay. Yeah, man. But the thing is, but you gotta think about this, Mick. What if one day, say, your phone is dead or you can't use that? What then?
Tell them what you
want.
You
gotta go now.
So see, it's always good to go in to the place and tell them what you want. So you become a thing they call a regular. So as soon as you walk in,
without
even saying anything,
they'll
know what you want. Because like me, when I used to work down here at Literacy Project, every single morning, I would go right across the street on a Friday, get two slices of plain cheese pizza with a 1 liter of ginger ale. After 1 week, they knew I was coming in before I even said a word. They already had my pizza and my soda ready. I didn't even need to say anything. They knew as soon as I walked in. $5 every Friday. But they knew because I was a regular and I was the favorite customer. So, they get in their head that they know who you are. Don't even need to say a word.
They know who I am.
I copy with two cream.
Any sugar?
Sugar?
No, only two cream.
Only two queens and that's it. No sugar.
Yeah.
That's kind
of. I like sugar. I'm a sugar man.
You gotta have a little bit of sugar in your coffee, man.
Oh, yeah.
Makes it a whole lot better and a whole lot sweeter.
Nice and sweet.
Ask Josh.
What did you say?
We were just talking about this and he ends up recording us.
Recording us.
He did it again.
Funny stuff.
Fries sick. Fries
sick.
How about you?
Yeah, 11:30 a.m.
Did you put your coffee? What's the prize with that?
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Oh boy! Happy Thanksgiving! I'm Mickey Mouse. I have to be the.
Oh boy!
Oh my! Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving to all you beautiful people out there. Elvis loves you.
Happy Thanksgiving!
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Here we go.
Happy Thanksgiving to all.
Well, November is the month of Thanksgiving. And what is everybody doing?
Well, I'm thinking about maybe or maybe not going to my family's this year.
What about you, Phil? What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Thanksgiving, and we have spicy chicken, quesadilla, potatoes, gravy, and a stuffing.
What about you, Patrick?
For Thanksgiving, I'm going to be having Thanksgiving, my roommate Chris. I'll be having turkey with extra stuff, with extra cranberry sauce, and chocolate pudding pie, of course, and some chocolate milk.
Mickey?
I don't like the Hoyo. And I had turkey with my aunt in 2 days.
How many family members do you have?
What?
How many family members do you have?
I have four on my aunt's side. She has four tears, so I did see four boys in 2 days.
Nice. So that means those family members are your what?
Tavis.
Cousins?
Yes.
Wow. And what is the name of your cousins?
What's the name?
Ian, Devin, Tyler, and Ryan.
Oh.
But what about you, Josh? We haven't heard from you.
Not really doing much for Thanksgiving. I mean, we're probably going to a couple different places for Thanksgiving. Other than that, it's going to be a nice Thanksgiving.
Cool. But there's one thing I want to ask you about. Are you going to the Turkey Day game this year?
No.
Why not? It's a big event that happens every year between two of the big school's rivals.
I wish I could, but I wouldn't really have a ride there.
But it's close to your neighborhood this year.
I know, but it's like I said, I don't know if I'm going to be able to go. We're going to be very busy right after Thanksgiving.
But it's the day before Thanksgiving. It's at Greenfield this year.
I'm hoping to, but it's just one person works, so.
But you live right near the Greenfield High School. You can't just walk over?
No. Unfortunately, no.
That's just sad.
So sad. I can walk far. I walk every day.
Well, Patrick, there's one thing you might want to watch out for when you're walking this time of season.
What?
He's called Justin.
No, you might want to watch out for the guy who dresses up like an evil turkey.
I know evil turkey.
And who would that be?
Who would that be?
They just call him the Turkey Man.
The Turkey Man.
He lurks in the shadows, looking for people to give a pie in the face to.
You don't need to worry, because I'm always aware of my surroundings. I'm always careful when I walk. I'm always aware of all my surroundings.
But you'll never see him. He comes out of the shadows when you least expect him.
Yeah, he's invisible.
And now, Maestro John Williams.
This year, I had the privilege of conducting the annual Academy Awards Oscar show. And one of the things I wanted to do this year with our orchestra there was to do a tribute to as many Oscar-winning composers and contending composers that I could. So we put together a series of little melodic clips, if you like, just a short bit to identify each piece. You'll be able to identify a lot of them. Some of them you may miss. See how many you can catch in this Academy Award medley.
And as an added bonus, please listen to DJ Justin telling us about his favorite movies. Justin, please tell us.
Okay, so the first movie I'd like to talk about is the brand new I Know What You Did Last Summer. I know a lot of you probably thought that the new killer was probably going to be Ben Willis from the first two movies.
You're talking about Willis?
But I have a very special spoiler to tell you.
John Howard Williams.
The guy Freddie Prinze Jr., who was the hero in the first two movies, actually turned out to be the first killer.
Who was the first killer in the movie?
Well, in the first two, it was Ben Willis and his son.
Cool.
In the second movie.
Interesting.
arresting from John Williams of the best.
Good.
Whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
Next movie I'd like to talk about is one of my hometown favorites during Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And that would be Edward Scissorhands.
Cool.
I know a lot of people think that it's more of a horror movie, but it really isn't. It's more of a, well, I guess you could say horror mixed with comedy, mixed with romance. So basically, I mean, to me, it's more of a Thanksgiving movie. But also, I guess everyone knows about the movie The Wizard of Oz.
Wait, I love Wizard of Oz. He's not a million times.
Edward Scissorhands. He's doesn't he carve the turkey in that one?
No.
He carves a turkey with his hands. I think he does. Yes, I.
It's not a turkey. It is. It's a pork roast.
It's a pork. What? A pork turkey, right?
Pork wolf.
Pork roast.
Pork turkey.
Roast.
He cuts. He carves it with his hands. Do you remember that?
Wolf. It's not a turkey.
With his scissor hands, he does.
It's not a turkey.
Pork turkey.
I can prove it. I can prove it's
roast. I remember. It was Thanksgiving evening.
Pork wolf.
And he carved it with his hands.
How could it be Thanksgiving when it was basically during the Christmas season? Explain that one.
He was going to carve the Christmas roast as well for the family, but he got a hangnail.
You have no idea what you're talking about.
He's out of commission for that day.
You have no idea what you're talking about. But everyone knows that every Thanksgiving, that there's one special movie.
Thanksgiving about hands and chicken.
We were talking about Thanksgiving movies. Here comes Mr. Thanksgiving himself.
I don't really have any favorite Thanksgiving movies. I really don't. But I do have favorite Christmas movies, though. Which is the Elf and the Grinch that Stole Christmas. In the Grinch That Stole Christmas, my favorite part is when the Grinch takes all the presents from the town and he goes back up on his mountain and he keeps all the presents up there. And at the end, he decides to be a good guy and goes back down. He returns everybody their gift, and yeah, I love that. And that's it.
Well, it's like I said, my favorite Christmas movie is probably the same thing as The Grinch Who Stole Christmas. I think my favorite scene is probably where he tries out the mini car.
But there's something you are all forgetting about when he brought Christmas back. Do any of you remember why he brought them back? What was the legend?
His heart grew.
But his heart grew how big, though?
3 times the size.
Bingo, boobie!
The Christmas decoration at the Corain, Shepherd, and Greenfield.
Okay, then.
That Christmas movie. What's your favorite one? I like Charlie Brown. That's the best. John Williams.
But does anyone here besides me like the first Santa Claus with Tim the Toolman Taylor?
Yes, I like it.
Yes, I think the Santa Claus 1, 2, and 3, it was a really good movie.
I have to disagree. I say only the first one was better because when they started making the 2 and 3 with this guy Jack Frost, that kind of screwed up the movies.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, think about the part where he saw Santa Claus on the roof, and he goes, "Hey, you! Ho, 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 ho!" Dan, you killed him.
You have it backwards. He saw Santa Claus on the roof. He said, "Hey, fella," and then he was like, "Whoa, whoa, buddy! Hey, buddy!" That's what he said. So you had it backwards.
And then he thought his son thought he killed him.
Well, actually, first he said that you got him. And then he said, "It really is Santa. You killed him." "I didn't kill him. He fell off the roof."
Yeah. And then the third one is where Jack Frost comes in.
Which they screwed it up with that. Because after they introduced Jack Frost in the third movie, they basically totally went off the storyline.
Yeah, but don't forget, there's a funny part in that where
there may be a funny part, but they should have not used Johnny Depp, because that kind of screws up the whole movie. Because if they're going to use a character like him, they should at least put him in the second movie, not wait until the third movie.
Yeah.
We'll be right back after this message from Thanksgiving Christmas List.
Colonel Steve Austin, the $6 million man, and the new bionic transport and repair station.
The rocket's crashing! We'll put him in the bionic repair station. We can rebuild him. We'll replace the modules in the bionic arm.
No injury here.
We'll have to check his eye.
Bionic Eye, A-OK. $6 million man, ready for action.
New Bionic Transport and Repair Station sold separately. The $6 million man, new from Kenner.
And ladies and gentlemen, I talk about Christmas shopping. I need shopping cart at Kmart. I get shopping at Toys R Us. What I will have at Christmas shopping, $6 million man for the best on the Christmas list. I'm good boy, always faster, stronger, better, smash, DJ smash bang, woohoo, airway superstar.
I got mine.
Come on, buddy.
Come on, buddy.
Here, come on. You gonna stand up and sing with us?
Ready? Here we go. Alright.
Yeah. Alright. Everybody knows this song, right?
Come everybody on. Knows
yes.
Here we go. Come on.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, fire so delightful.
Delightful.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
Man, it doesn't show the signs of
stopping.
The lights are turned way down
low. Let it snow. Yeah!
Kiss goodnight.
Good night. Harder to know. Dorm. Tight.
Away a hole.
And
the fire is
slowly dying.
And my dear, we're
stored in line.
But as long as you love me
so,
let it snow.
Yeah! Popping.
Here we go. Yeah.
When we finally kiss goodnight.
How I'll
hate going
out in a storm.
Hold me tight.
All the way home, and I see the fire, it's slowly dying. With Santa Claus still dying.
But as long as you love me so.
Let's snow.
Woo! Let's snow.
Yeah!
Be warm.
I think
that
was warm? Really good.
Yes.
It's $2
for. Hey, Elliot.
It's okay.
Yes.
Will we be warm?
I hope.
Warm in the snow. When it's cold out, what do we do?
Bundle up.
We put on our hat.
Put on a hat.
And what else?
Gloves, a scarf, snowsuit, and a parka.
Right in the microphone.
Hat, gloves, snow, snowsuit, scarf, happy socks, long underwear, a parka, ski boots.
What else is warm? Sweaters.
Sweaters.
I don't want one of
that. Knit sweaters.
Knit sweaters.
No. Irish wool sweaters.
Irish wool sweaters. Ireland. The sheet. In Ireland. Like the sweater.
And it's very warm.
Yep, very warm.
Keeps you warm.
Yep.
What else keeps us warm?
Long underwear. Earmuffs.
Earmuffs is good.
Yep. Ski mask. Rubber band. What is ski mask?
Keep you warm.
Yep.
Keep you warm, right?
Uh-huh.
Keep you warm.
Water the bait? I don't want to do that.
Keep you warm.
Keep him warm. In the bank. Where are the ski masks? Stay warm. Yeah. About it.
Okay.
Rob a bank.
Elvis Presley. He's dead. Passed away.
What year? What year did he die?
I don't know. 12 o'clock. He's a singer. He passed away.
Did he sing?
Songs.
Not a lot.
Songs. Yes, he is a rock and roll star. Elvis Presley. Yes, the king of rock and roll. That's it.
Ski boats. Ski boats.
Bright light city, gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's a thousand pretty women waiting out there. They're all living the devil may care. And I'm just a devil with love to spare. So viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. How I wish that there were more than 24 hours in the day. Even if there were 40 more, I wouldn't sleep a minute away. Oh, there's blackjack and poker and the roulette wheel. A fortune won and lost on every deal. All you need is a strong heart and a nerve of steel. Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas! Viva Las Vegas with your neon flashing and your one-armed bandits crashing. All those hopes down the drain. Fever Las Vegas turning day into nighttime, turning night into daytime. If you see it once, you'll never be the same again. I'm gonna keep on the run, I'm gonna have me some fun. It cost me my very last dime. If I wind up broke, oh well, I'll always remember that I had a swing in time. I'm gonna give it everything I've got. Lady luck, please let the dice stay hot. Let me shoot a seven with every shot. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. Viva, viva Las Vegas.
Vacation time once again. This time we got world travelers Patrick and Mickey going to. Where are you going to?
Vegas, good old Vegas.
Where?
Good old Las Vegas.
Vegas.
Wow, 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 wow.
Woo, wowie. Wow,
wow, wow. Wow, 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 wow.
Excellent. Just in time. Winter time around here.
Winter time around here.
Tell us about the weather in Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas, it'd be like summertime. It'd be like 64 degrees there.
Unbelievable.
Wow, 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 wow.
That
would
be amazing. You'll wear your... Wait a minute. Hold on.
I'll wear my shorts and my T-shirt.
Ski boots?
No ski boots.
Parker?
No Parker.
Ski ski mask.
Yes, I'll wear my ski mask. And my shorts and my t-shirt.
Long underwear.
Long underwear and my black gloves, too.
I didn't wear fat pants. So, Patrick, you were there before.
I was there before.
When did you go there before?
I went there last year.
Okay. And, Mickey, have you ever been to Las Vegas?
Nope.
No, Mickey has never been. Patrick has been, but you guys are going to go together. And tell us all about it.
This last time I went, I stayed in Excalibur Hotel, and this time I'm staying in Wheel Hotel, which is very, very nice. And I'm going to be swimming in a pool. And one of the days while we're there, we'll be taking a nice day trip to Grand Canyon. See all beautiful Rocky Mountains and stuff. I'm excited. I'm going to take a million pictures of it. And I'm going to see a desert, too. And we're going to go to a flip store to the flip shopping, too. And we're going for a nice walk around Las Vegas. Go for a nice walk around the city and go for some nice rides, too.
Patrick.
Layla.
How are you? No fun.
I'm a blast every day when I'm there. I'm nonstop fun indeed.
How long are you staying?
5 days.
And then what?
Then we go home. We go on an airplane. We fly back home again.
What else are you gonna do there?
Then we're gonna do a little bit of gambling and stay in our hotel. And I'm gonna take a nice warm shower and stuff. I'm gonna have a nice, soft, comfortable bed with I love, and I'll be so happy and go for a nice ride in our rental car and everything. Go for a nice walk down to Vegas Strip where it's all lit at nighttime. It's gonna be all beautiful and stuff.
I did see the beautiful bed.
Beautiful bed.
Me too, Mickey.
I did see the towel for a night.
That sounds fun, Mickey.
I did do the treadmill too. I did a treadmill place in the hotel.
Microphone.
I did do the treadmill at the hotel to have one.
And to eat there, I'm gonna have Chinese food and pizza, salads, all that good stuff. I'm in Vegas and spaghetti too.
That's it.
I have pepperoni pizza.
I'm gonna have pepperoni bacon hamburger pizza.
I have cheeseburger and all that too.
I'm gonna fried chicken too.
Fried chicken too.
And ice cream and Boston cream donut, and ice and frozen coffee.
What's a Grand Canyon?
Grand Canyon is like a big huge desert with a whole bunch of Rocky Mountains and stuff. It's beautiful, like all orangey and stuff. It's so pretty.
I did buy for sure the fake Grand Canyon.
I'm gonna buy Las Vegas shirt and a shirt that says Grand Canyon too.
Have you been there?
I never been to Grand Canyon before. No.
I tried to, but my mom got way too mad about it. See, way too afraid to bend mountain.
How are you gonna get there?
Go drive there.
Mm. No, we didn't drive to Grand Canyon.
But in Las Vegas, we're gonna drive to Grand Canyon with a rental car.
How are you gonna get there?
Gonna fly there in a plane.
Fly there in a plane.
Yes.
That's it.
And that's it.
We're gonna fly in a big airplane.
Big airplane, big jet.
How big?
Huge. Yeah. The biggest one in the whole wide world. Bigger helicopter indeed. Yeah.
That's it.
High five.
That's it.
That's pretty much it.
You wanna take me?
I'll take you, little Layla. I'll sneak you in my duffel bag.
That's good.
Yeah.
I'm small.
Yeah, you're small. You fit in there.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nobody knows.
Nobody will know.
Hey, what are you doing after that?
After Las Vegas, I'm just going to go home and relax again. And just take naps and sleep in.
I had fun and say no. I had a sleepover.
Cool, Phil. Yeah. You're asleep over there, Phil. Okay, I'll sneak you in my double bag, too. Elliot.
Yes, Pat. Las Vegas.
Go to Las Vegas, buddy. Do you want to go with me, Elliot?
Yes, super.
Yes, I'll sneak you in my double bag, too.
How about How about Santa Claus?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus, sweet.
Sweet.
Coming to town.
Santa Claus coming to town. Oh, ho, ho, Merry Christmas.
Oh, we're gonna watch that movie on the airplane?
You watch movie on airplane, too. I'm gonna watch Man in Black.
Man in Black.
I didn't watch Batman.
Cool, Batman Mickey.
Batman the Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight, yes, I've seen that before. It's a great movie.
You know that one?
Yeah, I know it, Elliot.
I didn't watch Impossible on the airplane.
Cool, Mickey.
You know that one?
That's yeah, I know it. That one.
That's it.
I'll
see. See Christmas tree, Christmas lights. Yes, in Las Vegas.
Do they decorate Christmas trees or do they decorate cactus? Cactus? Cacti?
They decorate cactus.
Christmas cactus in Las Vegas?
Yeah, Christmas cactus they decorate.
Christmas lights on the cactus, yeah?
On a cactus.
Wow.
Wow.
Have you seen that before? Were you there?
I never seen it before.
Well, maybe you'll see it this time. You think that's true? Time. You think they do that?
I think they do.
Santa may be in the hotel.
Santa will be in the hotel.
Yeah, he may be.
Where he'll be?
We may say hi to him. Tell him where we want to put
Perhaps. I don't know. Have you guys been good this year? Have you been good?
Yeah. I've been a great guy.
Great guy.
I've been a great guy, Mickey.
What? Me too.
The best.
Good, Mickey.
I am the best.
Sleep on Santa's lap. Me too.
The best guy ever.
Too big for him.
You're too big, but I'm too big too.
He probably didn't matter about it.
Good.
He'll get upset.
How about Phil? Has Phil been good this year? Where's Phil? Where's Mr. Phil?
I didn't eat for blueberry taught you.
Yes.
You don't have for blueberry taught you?
Yes, please. Phil, have you been good?
I will be good.
Good.
How about Elliot?
Oh, I think he's been good. Yeah, what do you think? I think you already said that, right?
Good. Greatest guy ever.
Best guy ever.
Nada.
Greatest guy ever.
How about Nada?
I've been good.
Christmas time, yay!
Christmas time. Santa's coming.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is coming to town. He's going to bring me a lot of good gifts, a lot of good goodies and stuff. Oh, a toe? I'm getting candy and stuff, and you're getting coal, Mickey.
I'm getting coal.
Really?
Yes.
You've been a naughty boy.
So we are now in.
Really?
We're in the.
No, I'm just kidding.
We're in the home. We're home stretch to Christmas time, everybody. So, what do we have to say about Christmas time? What are we doing, and what are we looking forward to for Christmas? And the season, and maybe the new year. We're right at the edge of a new year. Right?
I'm looking forward to quizzes. I'm going to celebrate quizzes with my roommates. And on New Year's Eve, I'm going to watch a ball drop. It's going to be so much fun. I'm going to decorate a Christmas tree, and yeah, I'm excited. Can't wait. I'm going to go out driving around, check out all beautiful Christmas lights at night for a little while. And I'm going to see Rudolph Reynolds reindeer. I'm going to see Santa Claus and Frosty the Snowman.
Lots of Christmas lights at the midnight.
That's it.
I have a hot toto. I have an oil pie.
Mom.
I'm going to have hot cocoa. I'm going to have chocolate pudding pie and mint chocolate chip ice cream with candy cane on it.
What do you want for Christmas?
What do I want for... Mummy.
What else?
12-pack as soda and Christmas.
Really, Phil?
That's it. Wanna.
And for Christmas, I want a nice Christmas car with some money on it, some money in it. I want a stocking with a lot of candy and stuff in it. And I want a 12-pack of Coke Zero, please. Phil.
Lots of candy and Christmas stocking. So some chips.
And I want a new DVD player, too.
Do you know? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas?
What do you want for Christmas, Layla?
A balloon.
What?
Ice cream.
What?
Ice cream? Oh, what type of ice cream?
Mint chocolate chip.
Okay, I want all your ice cream to have for the party.
That's it. What else? Do you know what else I want for Christmas?
What else, Layla?
That's it. I want to hear Jackie Chan sing Elvis song. That's it.
Wise men say only foolishes, but I can't help falling in love with you. Like a river flow, surely to the sea, darling, shall we go? Something then will be. Take my hand, take my whole life too, for I can't help falling in love with you.
Thank you, Jackie. You made my dreams come true. Merry Christmas.
Still I feel
defense. And every time I've held a rose, it seems I only felt the thorns. And so it goes, and so it goes, and so will you soon, I suppose. But if my silence made you leave, then that would be my worst mistake. So I will share this room with you, and you can have this heart to break. And this is why my eyes are closed. It's just as well for all I've seen. And so it goes, and so it goes, and you're the only one who knows. So I will choose to be with you. That's if the choice were mine to make. But you can make decisions too, and you can have this heart to break.
Right here.
Right here.
Doctor?
I got her.
Here comes Santa Claus, there comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane. It's a silly Christmas going, dipping on the rain. Bells are ringing, bells are ringing, lane. So hang your stockings and say your prayers. Santa Claus comes tonight. Here comes Santa Claus. Here comes Santa Claus. Right now, Santa Claus lane.
He's got a bag that's filled with toys for boys and girls again. Hear those sleigh bells jingle, jangle. What a beautiful sight. So jump in bed and cover your head. Santa Claus comes tonight.
Peace on earth will come to all, it'll be just for the love. So let's give thanks to the Lord above, cause Santa Claus come tonight.
Yay!
Yay, Santa!
Santa!
He's so happy!
So free and happy, Santa!
Turkey and milk for him.
Turkey and milk for Santa Claus.
Come Santa Claus, come Santa Claus,
right down Santa Claus Lane.
Bells are ringing, children singing, all is merry and bright. Hang your stockings and say your prayers to Santa Claus
tonight.
Yay! Okay. We did it.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all? Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. All of the other reindeer used to laugh and call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then how the reindeer loved him, as they shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history. Shouted out with glee, Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer, you'll go down in history.
Frosty the snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and his eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman made the children laugh and play. Were they surprised when before their eyes he came to life that day? There must have been some magic in that old silk hat that bound, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Though Frosty the snowman was alive as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me.
Yay!
La 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 la. No 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 no. La, la,
oh yeah!
La 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 la. Jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Jingle all the way with Santa Claus.
Do I want more open sleigh? Hey, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day. So he said, let's run and we'll have fun before I melt away. So down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around
the square. If you can,
he led them down the street right to a traffic stop. And he only paused a moment when he heard him holler stop. For Frosty the snowman had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye saying, don't
you cry, you're gonna get cancer someday.
There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found. For when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. Oh, Frosty the snowman was alive as he should be. And the children say he could laugh
and play just the same as this year with me.
Thumpity thump 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 thump
thump thump thump thump.
Look at Frosty go.
The Frosty go.
Thump 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 thump. Over the hills of
snow. This is now.
Frosty the Snowman, yeah!
Very pretty. And fire off. For today, waiting for. It'll be up next week.
This is DJ Pat. Merry Christmas. Sign off and Happy New Year. Have a wonderful New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Sonia.
Happy New Year to you too, Pat. All right, let's see you, Mickey,
please. Signing off, Layla, DJ Layla, signing off for Christmas. DJ Layla, signing off.
Get in on there.
Phil.
Turn the microphone down for him.
Here,
bye.
Phil.
Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas! Sign off!
Merry Christmas! Bye!
I am a poor boy too.